I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, people have learned to expect lots of information on an ET Yoga program, and tonight will be no exception. We'll be talking about many of our usual subjects, such as reality creation. There'll be definitely some cutting-edge science, as well as information that will assist you as continuing in our train of thought with techniques. So there'll be a couple of techniques given on tonight's program as well. But before we get into all that, we'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari H
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity now to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Any situation that arises in terms of health you should consult with the appropriate health practitioner. And I guess if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. I'd like to also take this opportunity to express my gratitude and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience, and a suggestion to listeners, especially new listeners, that you might find having a paper and pencil handy, because there'll be lots of information coming your way, and you can almost view ET Yoga as an interactive program where you will do your own homework at your leisure afterwards. And if things go a little bit too fast and you're not even able to keep notes, you can always listen to the program at your leisure by hearing the rebroadcast, which is kept in the archives at BBS Radio. And an easy way to contact those archives is go to my website at etyoga.com. On the main page, there's a button there that says Radio Archives. You just hit that one button. It'll take you right to the most recent programs. And in the case of tonight's program, it'll likely be in the archives late Monday. And then you can, there's no strings attached. It's a free service. And nobody's going to be bothering you with follow-up emails or anything like that. It's just a free service that you can use to listen to the program at your leisure. And I've received many emails over the course of years from the ET Yoga listening audience mentioning that the best way to get the most out of these programs is to use that service of the archives. I'd like to start off this evening by sharing with you a couple of interesting bits of information that I've come across during the past few months. One of those has to do with studies by Cleve Baxter and plants. And for many of you who do raise plants, I think you'll be interested to know that it's been scientifically proven that plants do connect with their caregivers, especially emotionally. And to the extent that plants connect with your emotions, and if you're, for example, in an airplane 2,000 miles from the plant, and you're having an extremely positive emotion or extremely negative emotion, that is immediately recorded in the plant. And it's instantaneous communication, basically. And also, the plants also prioritize your frequency over others. So, for example, if there's another frequency, even if it's higher in the immediate the vicinity of the plants are able to distinguish and prioritize the caregiver. And I think that's really a fascinating bit of information. And another, what I find to be fascinating information comes from Greg Braden, who mentions that 95% of the people, apparently according to surveys, believe in a higher, of the people on the planet, believe in a higher power. And half of those people call that higher power God, and that they have recently discovered that in our DNA is embedded, and that's by utilizing the ancient Hebrew language, the words, actual words, God eternal within the body. And so there has been an intentional code left in our DNA that links all life. And so this God eternal within the body is within the selves of all people. And you can check that out by checking out Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. Many times in ET Yoga, when I'm preparing for the show, there's something that kind of grabs my attention. And most recently, the things that are grabbing my attention are the concepts, looking back over the course of years with ET Yoga, because we've actually been teaching advanced alchemy. The goal of alchemy, as described by Dennis William Hauck, that's H-A-U-C-K, who has kind of over the years been a kind of a spokesperson in a way for advanced alchemy. And he states that the goal is to reach a state of consciousness that allows you to penetrate the mysteries. In other words, to become aware that thought becomes reality and that you can project your own reality, or you can become part of the experiment and change the experiment. So thus, the ET Yoga audience has been learning advanced alchemy for years, especially as it pertains to the three levels of reality creation as taught here and the associated healing concepts related to physical health, because it's not only your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions, your definition that creates the outer reality you experience. It also creates the physical reality you experience in your physical body. And most recently, that has been proven by Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, and I highly suggest you see his two-hour video. It's worth the time. And it's called The Biology of Belief, and you can find that on YouTube. And it breaks it down totally, all the chemical processes that take place in the body and how they're all associated with the mind. And also, it's become obvious to me that over the last 50 years, we've been given information from extraterrestrials. And although I don't, as a general rule, try to convince anybody that listens to ET Yoga, I don't try to convince the audience of the existence of ETs, even though if you are a listener of a program called ET Yoga, and the ET stands for extraterrestrial, you would think that probably the audience is definitely believers. But I'm not so sure that many of our audience is aware of the fact that modern science in the last year has been coming out with proof, at least scientific proof, that a lot of the information that extraterrestrials were giving us as far back as 50 years ago was accurate. Tom Campbell, one of the leading quantum physicists of our day, has recently stated that intention affects future probability. Another way of saying that thought creates. And we're also getting information from scientists like Greg Braden that talk about a holographic universe that operates much like a reality computer program, and like every computer program, there's a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In other words, what you believe is. And I find that really fascinating, as well as the Greg Braden YouTube video called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where a woman with an inoperable tumor from America goes to a Qigong center in Beijing, China, and actually has her inoperable tumor disappear in 3 minutes. And Greg Braden's YouTube goes into the technology that makes that so, which is basically a creation of heart-brain resonance with the technology involving thought and emotion and the concept of already having been healed. And these concepts, again, were brought to our planet at least 50 years ago, and three specific sources of that information that I was connected with at the time was the Seth material by Jane Roberts and Barbara Marciniak's classic book called Bringers of the Dawn. By the way, you can get a copy of Bringers of the Dawn for free on in the internet. And also Bashar, who is an Esasani being channeled by Daryl Anka. And 50 years ago, all three of these sources were basically saying the same thing, as well as a number of other sources, too. But those were the three that I particularly was tuning into. And if you really think about it, how cutting edge that material is, it's still cutting edge. For example, looking at the Seth material from Jane Roberts, just some key points, bullet points from the teachings. Physical reality arises from consciousness, not the other way around. We create our own reality. We are not at the mercy of a disjointed deity or a subconscious. We are multidimensional beings more than our physical bodies. Time and space are dimensional illusions we jointly create and by which we tacitly agree to abide. At the core of our being, we reside in a realm in which time and space do not exist. We are, in essence, creative, spiritual beings having an earthly experience. The fate of each of us is in our own hands. We have multiple, perhaps infinite life experiences. Problems not faced in this life will be faced in another. We cannot blame God, society, or our parents for misfortune, since before this physical life, we chose the circumstances into which we would be born and the challenges that would best bring about our development. We form physical matter as effortlessly and unself-consciously as we breathe. Telepathically, we are all aware of the mass ideas from which we form our overall conception of physical reality. You create your reality according to your beliefs and expectations. And clearly, and this is material from 50 years ago. In fact, I did a program once comparing the bulletproof, well, I guess they are bulletproof ideas, of the Pleiadians is channeled by Barbara Marciniak, Bashar, because the Pleiadians were giving us this information in the our now. Bashar, according to him, comes from, like, I don't know, 1,500 years in our future. And I also cross-referenced this with the Seth material and from the Ultimate Truths of Reality, which were created, well, it had been in hiding for about 2,000 years because they were around from the Essenes back in the days of Jesus. So we're talking about, they're from like 2,000 years in our past, and they're all talking about the same things. In fact, the Essenes even had a system of yoga almost identical to what Sri Swami Satchidananda brought forward, the integral yoga, which has six main branches. And the Essenes had all those six branches and a seventh branch called Laya Yoga, which was a study of the chakra system. So information has been around a long time, and cutting edge is cutting edge to all depends on the viewer. I mean, from my point of view, when I saw this stuff coming out, I have a pretty good nose for the truth, so I was immediately attracted to it. And some people have asked me about, like, certain things that I would do during the day in terms of techniques. And if you're just tuning into the program tonight, you should know that the last program, which was 2 weeks ago on Saturday, you can go in the archives, and it's a full program on techniques. And I did all kinds of techniques, meditation techniques, the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. Of course, the Hari Om mantra is on there. And I did the Merkaba technique and multiple others. The whole program is dedicated to techniques. And there'll be, probably time permitting, there'll be a couple more techniques presented on tonight's program. But I definitely wanted to share with you some things that I do on a daily basis and why I do them. And typically, things that I include in my routine are things that don't take a lot of time, but are highly effective. So that's sort of my guideline. And the first thing I do upon arising in the morning is I take some coconut oil on the bottom of a tablespoon and swish it around my mouth, and then with the coconut oil in the tablespoon, obviously, and then I leave the coconut oil under my tongue. And it's a process called oil pulling, which primarily is used to remove toxins from your body, but it also turns out to be a highly effective way of preventing periodontitis or gum disease. So you swish that coconut oil around your gums and then leave it underneath your tongue. And while I'm doing that, I utilize what's called Egyptian healing rods. And Egyptian healing rods were discovered by the Russians, 10 years ago, something, 15 years ago, I guess, because I've been using them for that long. Basically what they found was that the ancient pharaohs of Egypt used these, and it was only for the inner circles. And they're a very powerful technique. The rods are energetically conditioned in a 72-foot-high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. And the rods and the energy of the pyramid are based on sacred geometry. They become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. And they are cutting-edge technology of the 21st century and rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And with regular use of the rods, the blood flow increases, the mind becomes clearer, vital energy becomes more balanced, a more powerful biofield is created around the body, shielding it from negative energies. And as the body heals, the rods add increased benefits and improved vision, healing, sense of smell, general sensitivity, and enhanced intuition. The immune system becomes strengthened, and all the body systems work at a more optimal level. Mental and physical abilities such as telepathy, clairvoyance, and connections with the flow of life force are more easily attained with the use of Egyptian healing rods. And I've gone online and seen some Kirlian photography of this, the Egyptian healing rods, and one picture in particular stands out, and that's a woman that is sick, and then she holds the rods for like 10 minutes, and her aura just lights up like a Christmas tree. And it's the same exact effect that people who go in the Bosnian pyramid go down into the healing chamber, and they do a before and after curly and photography of people that have healed themselves from certain things. It's have the same Curlian effect in their auric field. And it also is consistent with my personal belief that all dis-ease comes from dysfunctional emotions. Those emotions appear in the auric field first, so you can see the damage in the auric field. And when your auric field's healed, you don't have that. So it's basically very preventative of disease. And in my opinion, all the disease shows up in your auric field first before it manifests in the physical body. So I'm doing those for like 15 minutes every day while I'm doing the oil pulling. And I also do intentions while I'm doing the Egyptian healing rod. So, for example, I will, you know, intend full consciousness, perfect health and abundance. I'll intend to give love and receive love in all things that I do. I'll intend to be successful in all things I do. I'll intend to be always in the right place at the right time. I'll intend to be safe in all things I do. And I also throw in that should I die, and I say should because I'm not certain if I will be present in physical form when the ascension happens, but I say if I die, that I choose to my soul to go to my star family planet or source energy, as opposed to being caught up in the archonic reincarnation grid, which has been compromised by them. So those are kind of daily ones, as well as I intend to be guided to be in alignment with my higher self. And that is something that I can have some conscious control over, because when you're following your excitement, you are doing what your higher self wishes for you. So it's kind of a compass of following your excitement is following and being in harmony with your higher self. And I might also add that with respect to your incarnation on this planet, that the first incarnation that you have ever had in this universe, that is your star family planet. So I thought I might pass that on. Okay, so with respect to the morning routine then, I then move on to doing some physical yoga asanas and pranayams, which are yogic breathing. And I also do Pleiadian spinning technique. And I will explain the Pleiadian spinning technique because it's very powerful. Anything that spins creates a vortex, and these spinning vortexes also helps you organize energy, also helps you receive energy, and it's also involved with the activation of your 12 chakra system and 12 strands of DNA. And the way you do this is that I typically face, because it's in the morning when I'm doing this, I face the sun, so I'm facing east. I don't think that it's prerequisite to anything, but that's just what I naturally feel like doing. And then with my feet about shoulders length apart, and with your hands facing each other in front of about chest level, and try to focus down on your thumbs. And then you start turning in a clockwise direction, and you attempt to spin 33 times. Now, you may have to work up to that. And I know some people that start off with 10 or 15. I didn't have any trouble even from the beginning doing 33. And then the idea is to do 33 spins three times a day. And that information first caught my eye in Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, Channeling Pleiadians. And there's a quote from the Pleiadians that states that if you do that 99 times a day, we'll see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. So I found it to be a very interesting technique to use. So I do those. And then I do spend about 15 minutes doing Qigong healing sounds, which I learned from Master Ming Tong Gu. That's G-U. And I highly recommend that. I think it cost, took the course online for about, it was $280. And I find those to be very effective. He was one of the two main practitioners at the Beijing China Hospital, that Qigong Center, which they call a hospital, that Greg Braden did his YouTube about the woman who was healed there. And all they used at that center, and if you go in on the internet, you look up the world's first medicineless hospital, and what you'll find is that they dealt with about 250,000 people over a 10-year period with an 85% success rate, and they used only the Qigong movements, which are similar to Hatha Yoga, and the Qigong healing sounds as their tools with all the patients. And they had all kinds of varying problems, including cancer. And these techniques obviously were highly effective, and they used in this medicineless hospital no medicine, no big pharma, no operations. So you can check that out. Okay, then pretty much that takes care of a couple of hours in the morning, and that's my routine on a daily basis. In the evenings, I try as well to sometime during the day I get exercise of about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Usually that's playing basketball, and I find that exercise is really important. In fact, Sadguru, Sadguru on YouTube has said that physical exercise can probably handle about improve your health about 80% of issues would probably go away if you are in a regular exercise routine. And I think that's kind of a big statement, because it also makes Bashar's list when he talks about the foundations of health. He talks about pure water, oxygenation of the system, like through deep breathing, eliminating stress, eating a working towards vegetarian diet or a vegan diet, starting with vegetarian eating, working on eliminating stress and detoxification, as well as exercise. And so that's the foundations of health. And the fact is that most people don't do all those. They're not rocket science. They're more common sense, but most people don't do them all. When available, actually, there is one other practice I do utilize in the morning, and that's sun gazing, which has been a more recent one for me. And the ancient practice of sun gazing, many proponents of this ancient technique used by many cultures, such as the Mayan, Egyptian, Aztec, Tibetan, and Indian yogis, report not only healing benefits to common illnesses, but obtaining superhuman abilities, such as advanced telepathy and going completely without the need for food. And obviously this system, sunlight reaches us through the eyes, and our bodies need sunlight as well as the organs. And through this practice, all your organs receive sunlight. It's a very powerful technique, as well as it's entirely free. But you have to learn how to do it safely. So I recommend going on YouTube and checking out Hira Ratan Manik. That's HiraRatanManek. And he's the best that I know on this subject. You learn basically to only look at the sun an hour after sunrise and an hour before sunset, and you start with 10 seconds, and then you add 10 seconds per day. It's accumulative, so if you're in a winter climate and it's cloudy for 2 months, it doesn't matter. I highly, highly recommend that. And usually at the end of my day, is finished with, I find some way to do mantra meditations. Now, also, I guess part of my life, as I mentioned, has been revolved around trying to, working on activation of the 12-strand DNA and the 12 chakras. And I highly recommend here the meditations by Solara On Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A, Solara On Ra, R-A, on YouTube. And especially the one called Activating Your 13 Chakras, or 13 Chakra Activation. And the 13th chakra being the heart chakra, which overrides the other 12. And as the Palladians teach, there's 7 chakras in the body and 5 outside the body, or we have a 12 chakra system, even though our 5 of those were dormant for quite a while. We're now, as we're raising our frequencies, moving into the ascension process, some of these are becoming active for people. And another way to connect with that, as taught by Master Kathumi, is dealing with the gems and crystals that relate to your 12 strands of DNA. And I'll just list those at this time, but I'm not going into detail. And those crystals are amethyst, quartz, tiger's eye, rose quartz, sodalite, citrine, labradorite, pyrite, sodalite, again, rhodochrosite, charoite, and selenite. So those are the 12 crystals that are associated with your 12 strands of DNA. I might also add that there is a mantra that's connected with the 12-strand DNA activation as well, and that is Om Mani Padme Hum. And that is recited 108 times per day. And it is also about the sacred Sri Yantra, which is divine geometry. That's S-R-I-Y-A-N-T-R-A, the Sri Yantra. It's called the King of Yantras. And the instructions are to place a Sri Yantra 2D photo in front of you at about forehead height, while you chant the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. So it's Om Mani Padme Hum. While you chant this mantra, you look into the center spot or the bindo of the Sri Yantra, and it balances the right and left hemispheres of your brain. And a person who has access to both hemispheres generates scalar waves, and thus you're more in touch with higher dimensions and functioning. And the Dalai Lama actually has endorsed this mantra, as it's very popular among Tibetan Buddhists. And I also recall that it was used by Baba Ram Dass back in the old days. And there's another great book, if you've never read Be Here Now, Now Be Here, by Baba Ram Dass. Highly recommend that one. So when it comes to the things that I'm doing during the day, I kind of figured that out, that aside from the exercise part of it, it's about 2.5 hours a day devoted to these techniques. And I'm also been very impressed with the idea of the Andara crystal. And if you don't know about an Andara, that's A-N-D-A-R-A. And I've had several people write in to inform me that they're very pleased that they heard about the Andara crystal. I mean, they are definitely amazing. Andara is the name, or to identify Prima Matra crystals. And this find in California was originally seeded for Prima Matra by those who we call the Time Walkers, in conjunction with the High Devas, mythologically depicted as unicorns. And approximately 2,000 years after the interdimensional implosion, a Lemurian temple complex was raised on this site, and the name of which was Andara, meaning light of beauty and perfection. the primary purpose of this complex was in working with the Prima Matra powders, crystals, and water on the land. And one of the temples in this complex was dedicated to the ancient archetype known as of the Egyptians as Sekhmet, and to the Assyrians as Ishtar. And while Andara was originally a Lemurian colony, those who participated in the Andara complex became their own race. By this we mean that through their purposeful interaction with the Prima Matra, they transmuted their crystalline DNA, becoming a highly futurized form of human being, even more developed in their height and in their light matrix than the Lemurians of that age. And thus, these colonists advanced from humans to Andarans. And the Andara crystals were formed inside a no-time hyperfield, creating within them a kinesthetic continuum. And this is a continuum that allows a moving time field within the elemental and the structural composition of the crystal formation. And thus utilizing the Andara crystals, one may interact with Athena's net. And this net moves matter beyond time and space. And access to Athena's net allows soul matter units integration with future forms of spirit matter. And thus, the Andara crystals contain the most concentrated charge of the monofield, hyperfield, and kinesthetic continuum. And in this respect, they are even more potent than the Prima Matra powders. In addition, they also are very resonant with the Alpha and Omega of ancient days, the Omega being the remains of the Alpha, which fused with the Indian crystals formed in the event. And what we're talking about here is basically these are like conscious beings in crystal form. And the idea here is, I mean, if you know anything about monatomics, okay, these crystals come from a monatomic field. So, I mean, we're talking about the monatomic elements fluctuate from one dimension to another. In fact, they're not even identifiable through spectroscopic analysis totally, because part of them are fluctuating interdimensionally. And the idea here is to put one of these Andaras under your pillow at night. Good thing to do. My suggestion, and without anticipating any results, you can just you can try that. Highly recommended. Also, if you're looking for a natural health recipe to remove heavy metals, from chemtrails, one of the suggestions that and things that I do on a at least on a yearly basis, for a couple of weeks, I'll put bentonite clay. Let it sit in, a few tablespoons in a glass of water. Let it sit overnight, and then stir it up in the morning and swallow it. It doesn't taste that great, but it does a great job removing metals. That's one way. But here's another really nice way, too. This is a bit of a recipe. And you use in the recipe, you use 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts, which contains selenium, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, which contains cysteine, 1/3 of a cup of pumpkin seeds, which contains zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, coriander, Chinese parsley, vitamin A, that's what's in there, 2/3 of a cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, which contain vitamin C. By the way, flaxseed oil contains monatomic elements. 2 teaspoons of dulse powder, that's D-U-L-S-E, powder, and sea salt to taste. You process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. You add the garlic, nuts, and seeds, dulse, and lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finally blended into a paste. You add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. And you store in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so you can purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. We can consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. The pesto is delicious on toast, baked potatoes, and pasta. And if I went too fast, as I said, you can always check out the archive to the program at your leisure. And every so often on ET Yoga, I like to bring up the ultimate truths of reality, because, you know, we're functioning here on this planet, but most people aren't aware of the rules that we're going by. And I'm going to give you the ultimate truths of reality. These were kept in the mystery schools for like 2,000 years. And Gene Hatch did a channeling of Mother Mary and obtained these. And I'm going to pass them on because they so tie into the Pleiadian teachings, Bashar teachings, the Seth teachings. First, Prime Creator God is all that is. Therefore, I am Prime Creator experiencing itself as me. 2, I am not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. 3, no one can create in my reality but me. 4, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. 5, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. 6, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. 7, everything happens for a reason. 8, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. 9, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. 10, I am the only me there is. I am not divided into parts. 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12, there's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware of is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And those were the 21 ultimate truths of reality, which nobody seems to know about. Well, you know about them now. I would like to also share with you that some years ago, due to the lack of health in India, actually Maharishi Mahesh Yogi developed a product to deal with this. And in 1980, Maharishi, founder of the Transcendental Meditation, gathered together the most eminent Ayurvedic scholars and physicians of the time to see what could be done about the stressful lives people were living. And one of the first things to emerge from these collective deliberations was a powerful rasayana, and arasayana is that which negates old age and disease. To nourish the mind, body, and spirit in a very holistic and balanced way, Maharishi decided to name this rasayana Amrit Kalash, which represents the essence of the supreme knowledge of the ancient Ayurvedic texts. So this product, as it turns out, made the list of a Japanese scientist named Dr. Yuki Nina, that's N-I-N-A, and he's a Japanese researcher who's studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years, and he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those listed is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. That's A-M-R-I-T-K-A-L-A-S-H. Research shows that this antioxidant, its capabilities, are at least 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E. Taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. This astonishing ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. And I'm going to tell you, I've done some research on this product as well and comparing it to carbon C60. And apparently the research for longevity and all the other benefits can be found here and without the use of nanoparticles. So I personally, I use this stuff and highly, highly recommend it. There's one other product that, there's a few products I always keep handy. One is I never use regular salt. I always use sea salt or Himalayan salt on everything that I put salt on. And we always keep Powdarco tea handy. It's really great for any kind of urinary issues or actually it's good for everything, and it also contains monatomics. It's also been known as a cancer cure. And also the other product that I have all the time is it's called fermented skate fish liver oil, and it comes from green pasture. It's called Blue Ice, and actually David Wilcock at some of his seminars he actually hands out or sells this product because Dr. Pete Peterson, who was interviewed on Project Camelot at the time, Pete Peterson stated that they did studies back after World War II, and one drop of this on bread, it would eliminate cavities, and it was kept secret because obviously there goes your dental industry. No cavities, you probably don't have root canals, you probably don't have bridges. So the bottom line is that didn't make it. And then he also says that it prevents heart disease. And a third bonus is it decalcifies the pineal gland, so it probably decalcifies area around the heart as well. And so that's one that I do take and also in conjunction with the Amrit Kalash. So that's kind of like I've tried to share with you my bag of tricks on the last two shows, tons of techniques on the program previous to this. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, which originally heard about through Baba Ram Dass. He had an article in the Georgia Strait, which is was a paper in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I read this particular technique and did it and went right through the doorway first time I did it. It was, and since then I've become connected on a spiritual level with Sri Ramana Maharshi, who also taught this technique. And it's mentioned in his book, The Path of Self-Realization and the Path of Enlightenment by Ramana Maharshi. And it goes like this. You put your full attention in the center of your forehead, and you become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? The idea here being is get to the highest place you know how to get to. Maybe it's pranayams, asanas, meditation, whatever methods you want to use. Get to the highest place you know how to get to first, then become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.